Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Look at that. They said my name again. What? It is not a hostile takeover. Nobody worry. I'm just in for Mark today. He returns tomorrow, taking an extra day off, which everybody needs, especially after a four-day weekend. It's always a good thing. Did you have a good Thanksgiving, Miss Kim?
It was. It was a great Thanksgiving. We went with my husband's family to Trout Lodge, which is in Potosi, about 2 miles or so away. Did I say 2 miles? Yeah, clearly I'm tired. 2 hours. I'm sorry. We did not drive 2 miles to go to Potosi. 2 hours. And it was really great. It was a very family friendly area and had tons of stuff to do. We stayed at the lodge. It was awesome. How was yours?
How fun. Oh, it was good. You know, I worked on Friday. So I spent Thursday watching football and coming up with some stories to talk about on Friday. So
well, hopefully you had some delicious food.
You know what? It was funny. I had two friends. I got a couple invitations, and two of them, people had relatives wind up in the hospital right before Thanksgiving. So that kind of nixed that, which is fine. I don't need people to, and I don't cook for people I like. So we just kind of went and got some takeout and kept it at that.
It's funny because my husband does not. He says that the Thanksgiving dinner, that meal, is his least favorite of the entire year. Not a fan of stuffing or, you know, all basically the classics like the green bean casserole. Doesn't love it. This is one of my favorite meals. I love it. I love leftovers. Some people are weirded out eating Thanksgiving leftovers. They only want it on the actual day and then they're sick of it. I'll go days and not get sick of it.
Oh, absolutely. Turkey and forget the stuffing and the green bean casserole. I don't like that. But the turkey and the mashed potatoes. Oh, absolutely. I could eat that for weeks.
Oh, I love it. It's sure some people are waking up eating a turkey sandwich this morning and I'm jealous.
You know what? It's all about the leftovers when it comes to that kind of stuff. You know, we're hearing more about this shooter in D.C., Ramanullah Lakhanwal. We're hearing now that apparently his mental state had been unraveling for years now. He'd been unable to hold a job, and he was flipping between stretches of isolation and taking sudden weeks-long cross-country drives. Guy had five little boys. I think the oldest was about 10. That's a lot.
That's sad.
And he would disappear into his room, and he was acting strange in a lot of ways. And I know Christy Noem was quoted as saying that he was radicalized. I don't know that he was radicalized. I think the one thing, now, from what we know now, we don't know everything, obviously. But what we know now is the guy, to me, is just another disaffected loser. That's the one thing that pretty much every mass shooter has in common, right? They're disaffected losers. The FBI has done studies on this, and some of these people have mental illness issues. A lot of them, they just can't make their lives work. So they want to take it out on others in some way.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that always the truth?
No, it's very true. I think there's a lot of mental illness, and probably to your point too, they're loners or whatever else the case may be. The fact that this guy came into the United States under the Biden administration, under the Allies Welcome Program, the Biden administration claiming that he was thoroughly vetted, well, clearly not. Now, if it's true that he seemed he seemed okay when he initially came, and then he was radicalized in the United States. Maybe that's one thing. But I mean, I support the Trump administration saying, hey, we're not allowing anyone here in the United States to come in. We're pausing all the asylum decisions from anyone from these third world countries until we can get this under control. We have to do that. There will be people who will sit there and say, that's hateful. No, I'm sorry. We have to put our country first, the safety of our people first. And unfortunately, that means that people who have been, you know, spending years trying to get here to the United States and we're on the cusp of it are going to have to wait a little bit longer until we can make sure that we don't have people here in the country who are going to strictly come here to cause harm, to wreak havoc.
But I don't know, and I agree with what you're saying. We need to vet these people. And clearly, when you have plane loads of people coming in, thank you, Joe Biden, there's no way you could have vetted them. There's no possible. What are they going to do, go through file folders in Afghanistan and look at your records? I mean, this doesn't happen in third world countries.
Let me check your Facebook.
Yeah, right. Let's check your social media. But here's the thing. There was a person, a community member in Bellingham, Washington, who sent an email, some emails, to the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants. This is a nonprofit group that provides services to refugees. Remember, he came in 2021 as a refugee, all right, for a while he had a job and this and that. But some of the emails are coming to light now. One of them says, Ramanula has not been functional as a person, father, and provider since March of last year. This is 3 of 23. Quit his job that month. His behavior has changed greatly. So why wasn't he looked at a little more closely? The emails go on to say, the man was struggling to assimilate, unable to hold a steady job or commit to his English courses while he alternated between periods of dark isolation and reckless travel. Once again, I don't know that that's a religious issue. I don't know that he was radicalized. I think that the guy was a disaffected loser who couldn't make it work in America, maybe had some mental illness issues. I don't know, but why wasn't this brought to the attention? What needs to happen is all these people need to be looked at thoroughly. And when somebody's acting off, I don't care where they come from, you know, you've got to try to nip this stuff in the bud. But this guy just wasn't functioning in America. So what did he do? The logical thing, kill innocent people to try to make his life better.
Yeah.
So
and,
sad.
And you know, the woman, she died. Yes. The other guy who was shot, yeah. We're waiting to see what's going to happen. He, you know, is still recovering.
Awful. Just awful. I mean, it's just terrible because, like I said, almost without exception, these shootings, I mean, sometimes it's strictly terror related, strictly somebody who has a religious particular, you know, bent or whatever and wants to kill innocent people. But most of the time, it's a disaffected loser. You can't make your life work, so you want to take it out on others. Mow them down with a car, shoot them, have a school shooting. You know, we all dealt with stuff in high school angst and all that stuff, and we didn't go kill people to even think about doing it, and now they do. And it's just somebody who can't handle life, almost without exception.
It seems like it's that coupled with mental illness, because someone could could be a quote-unquote loser and just kind of isolate and not interact, be a little bit, you know, of a hermit. It's when you have mental illness where you think, you know what, the solution is that I go kill someone.
Right. I'm going to get some significance. Well, teenagers too, especially. I'm going to get some significance if I go kill innocent people. I was talking to some high school kids. There's a high school not far from my house. And I was talking to some high school kids when they're in the park. I'll chit-chat with them. They're nice kids 99% of the time. And we were talking about school and everything, and they said it's boring. But the only thing interesting to them is if there's a fight in the cafeteria, because then they get it on video, and then they're heroes. I'm not kidding.
Gosh.
This is what they told me. So they now have significance among their peers because they got video of a fight in the cafeteria. And you wonder why kids want to go shoot up schools, because they foolishly think in their little brains that they will somehow have some significance and their name will be in the news, never mind the fact that they'll spend the rest of their life in prison. They don't think past that.
Right. Right. They can post it on YouTube and then they'll get a lot of clicks and
right.
They feel like they're famous because their video went viral. They don't care if someone was hurt. Like you said,
right.
It's just so sad. People are so desperate for notoriety these days, or they just don't have any value of life. You think about all the shootings that happen in downtown St. Louis. I remember when I was reporting for KMOV, we would have to pick and choose which shootings we would go to because there were so many that you certainly couldn't cover them all. And so some of them became less newsworthy.
Yeah, life has no meaning for a lot of people. Look at all these people who were shooting up this birthday party in California the other day. And all these little kids were killed. And it turned out to be, they're saying, gang-related. I mean, there's no regard for life anymore. I mean, it's just terrible.
Yeah,
what
when
goes on. But
when you're shooting up kids, that's next level.
Oh, that is next level. Is right. It's just something seriously wrong with you. You do. But, you know, any kind of situation, I just think the guy, I don't know that he was radicalized. I don't know that it there was a Muslim connection. I don't know that that's true. But we do know some other stories were talking about the fact that he saw a lot of things working with the CIA that were pretty horrific in Afghanistan. And some people believed who knew him that he had PTSD as a result of that. Well, so do American soldiers, okay? And there are occasional times when somebody in the military does this, but most of the time not. And they have to deal with this. And they've seen horrific things that we can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm. And, but we do know but we know the mindset, though, over in the Middle East, in Afghanistan, is it still is the whole, like, death to America thing, you know? Oh, yeah. So I'm not saying that he went and shot up a bunch of people, but maybe that was at play here.
Could be. I'm not saying it wasn't. I'm definitely not saying that. But and we don't know. I mean, that's the whole point. So we need to look into these people. And I want to know, and we don't know a lot of information about this. I want to know, when these emails were sent out, why didn't somebody do something about it? Why didn't somebody notify authorities and say, look, this guy has gone off the rails? But you know, a lot. Remember years ago in San Bernardino when there was an office shooting and they shut up all those people. Neighbors saw them putting things, weapons in their car, but because they were wearing Muslim garb, the neighbors didn't want to look like they were profiling, so they didn't call police. Mm-hmm. This is the kind of stuff.
Doesn't this happen after every shooting? And we sit here and we ask those same questions.
Yes,
wow,
yes.
Everyone was saying the person was weird. Everyone said the person was acting strange over the last mm-hmm. number of weeks. Why was nothing done?
Right. I mean, how much can you do about strange acting people? But certainly it should be looked into when somebody's acting that crazy. And by the way, you're not a citizen. You don't have a right to stay here. If you're off the rails, let's just send you on back to Afghanistan. Hope you get some mental health treatment there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. That's the problem. So we don't know. All right. So obviously we'll hear more information as it progresses. Hans von Spakovsky joins us coming up here in a moment. Senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. I want to talk to him a little about what's going on in Venezuela. Now Trump has sealed the airspace in Venezuela, closed it. What? Can he do that? We'll talk about that. And what is the deal with Venezuela? We'll get to all that and more on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
I love that. I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Cox, with the rest of the crazy crew on the Mark Cox Morning Show, and always enjoy working with them. Hans von Spakovsky joins us, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. How are you, sir? Nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you. Also, I hope you had a very nice Thanksgiving.
Yes, I did. I did have a very nice Thanksgiving. Talk to me about what's going on in Venezuela. Now, Trump's closed the airspace in Venezuela. Can he do that? It looks like, from what I've seen, a lot of planes are kind of going around it. In other words, they're saying, I don't know if this guy's crazy or not, if he legally can do this or not, but we're just going to kind of go around Venezuela. What is going on with that entire situation? He's offered Maduro an ability to escape. What's happening here?
Well, you know, what he can do is do what he's done through the FAA. I mean, the FAA issued a security notice warning airlines and pilots to avoid Venezuelan airspace. That's essentially the same thing as shutting it down. And in fact, because of that, I think major international airlines all shut down their operations. And because of that FAA warning. So that's basically the same thing as the president ordering it done. The effect of what the FAA did was to basically shut down the airspace because international airlines aren't flying into Venezuela anymore.
Right. So what's the next move? I mean, he's offered Maduro an ability to get out of the country. What, are we going to go in there and invade him on land? I mean, we're hearing these kind of rumblings. What in the heck?
Well, remember, Donald Trump reminds me a lot of Teddy Roosevelt. You know, he often talks very loudly with a lot of threats that he doesn't always necessarily follow through, because that's part of the art of the deal. That's the way he negotiates. You know, he goes big. I don't think he's going to insert land forces in Venezuela, but what he's doing is trying to put huge pressure to get Maduro to leave, which, look, everybody pretty much acknowledges that he's working with narco-terrorist organizations to make money from drug trafficking into the United States and elsewhere.
Hans, we've been talking about that the really horrible D.C. attack of the two National Guard members. One of them died, obviously.
Right.
And now the move from the Trump administration to put a pause on these asylum decisions, because they're understandably worried about people who are coming in from these third world countries. And of course, the local, you know, TV station here in St. Louis goes out and does a story saying St. Louis Afghan community reacts to the immigration policy changes following that shooting. They have every right to go do that. I'm sure there'll be pushback, but there's nothing that would stop the Trump administration from making that decision, right?
No, I think they have the ability to do that. And here's the thing people need to think about is, for example, if someone from Afghanistan has asked for asylum, who are they going to call to try to vet that person? Do people really think that they can trust the Taliban government to give them accurate security information about somebody? You know, who was this person? What did they do in Afghanistan? Well, of course they're not. And that's a problem with third world countries all over the world. Getting actual information about their backgrounds, their criminal backgrounds, et cetera, is often impossible or completely untrustworthy. And anyone who doubts that, I don't think is facing reality.
Yeah. Now, we're hearing more reports, speaking of the D.C. shooter, that people around him had noticed that he was having some issues, and people were actually emailing, members of his community were emailing some of the folks who were kind of sponsoring him here, letting him know that he had not been functional. And this is the kind of thing, to me, should have been brought to the attention of DHS, and there should have been an investigation launched.
Well, of course, but this is in Washington State, which is done what? It's a sanctuary state.
Of course.
They refuse to cooperate with DHS.
Right.
But they could go. I mean, anyone who's sitting here trying to say we're not working with ICE and we're instructing our officials to actually go against ICE, I mean, they can only do that for so long, right? The Trump administration still does have some power over that if there's a crisis like this, something happens where, you know, someone's dead.
Well, I would hope so, but just watch. It will not change the policies of the very leftist politicians of Washington State, where they actually just elected, as you know, a mayor in Seattle who's probably worse than Mondami in New York.
How is that possible?
Right. How is that possible? It's and you know what, when we talk about these people who have been brought in under the Biden administration, when we know they weren't vetted, we were joking earlier in the show about the file cabinets that somehow they didn't probably have in Afghanistan with information. You know, we hear about these people. Is it possible to go through and talk to each one of them? In other words, are they required to have a job once they're here and all these kinds of things that could be looked at as, okay, you don't no longer have a job. There are other things that are going on in your life that aren't correct, blah, blah, blah. Can we look into that information of these refugees?
Well, of course, but that takes time and resources, and it should have been done before they got into the country. It's like, you know, they're using, it's like locking the barn door after the horse has already left.
Yeah. So what do we do going forward, though? How do we prevent the next one like this who's possibly in the country and, you know, some disaffected loser who decides for whatever reason to kill innocent people who was brought in here without being vetted? How do we stop it?
The only thing we can do right now is the government is going to have to divert resources of all kinds from the FBI and other law enforcement agencies to go back through the records, what records there are of the people the Biden administration left in, and try to do the vetting process now. All of that's going to take time and a lot of resources. And will they be able to do it before the next event like this? Probably not.
Yeah, that's a problem. It's very, very concerning. And I don't know that it was a religious motivation with this guy. Maybe it was. I don't know. Or maybe he was just another disaffected loser who couldn't make it through life and thought killing innocent people was the answer. We don't know.
Well, we don't know. But keep in mind, another Afghani that came through this program was just arrested in Fort Worth, Dallas, saying he was going to bomb the city.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's a problem. We've got to find out who these people are before they hurt more Americans. No question about it. Hans von Sikoski from the Heritage Foundation. Thanks for joining the Mark Cox Morning Show. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Heidi Harris, in for Mark Cox.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox. Well, how's Christmas looking? What's going on with the business news? Nicole Murray from This Morning with Gordon Deal joins us for a business update. How are you, Nicole?
Okay, still some itis in the air after all that food, but I'm doing well.
Are you into leftovers, yes or no? Kim and I are taking a poll this morning. Some people like turkey for a week. Some people don't want it the next day.
I'm all about the leftovers. I can't believe people wouldn't take advantage of that.
I don't understand it either, but you know how people are. So how's Christmas looking? I mean, what's going on with the business? How did Small Business Saturday go and Black Friday and all this stuff?
All right, let's get into it. Futures are moderately lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 289, the NASDAQ up 150, the S&P 500 up 36. U.S. travelers have faced delays at major airports during the busy holiday weekend as winter weather disrupted airline schedules. FlightAware data says there were more than 12,000 delays and more than 1,400 flight cancellations. And consumers opened their wallets for Black Friday. Adobe Analytics data says U.S. shoppers spent a record $11.8 billion online this past Friday, marking a 9.1% jump from last year. Traffic particularly piled up between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. local time nationwide. And today is Cyber Monday, so get ready for deals and discounts. Cyber Monday spending for this year is forecast to reach a record $14.2 billion in the U.S. Job growth is coming. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports the U.S. economy is expected to add 5.2 million jobs from 2024 to 2034. Total employment is projected to grow by 3.1%. The fastest growing occupational groups are healthcare support and computer and mathematical roles. These groups are expected to grow by 12.4% and 10.1%, respectively. Disney's Zootopia 2 tallied an estimated $156 million domestically over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Universal's Wicked for Good added around $93 million to the domestic box office haul. And finally, major retail chains and tech companies are offering new or updated artificial intelligence tools in time for the holiday shopping season. Although AI-powered purchases are in their early stages, the shopping assistants and agents rolled out by Walmart, Amazon, and Google are designed to provide personalized product recommendations, track prices, and more.
Wow. Thank you, Nicole. Let's go back to the 9% increase in spending on Black Friday. That's a big deal, especially because, you know, Kim and I were talking about it earlier in the show. Black Friday has been going on since, you know, the day after Halloween, right? It's been every single day. That's amazing.
Yeah. And I was actually one of those people that was stupid and went to the mall on Black Friday.
Oh,
and it was like Armageddon, like crowds and whatnot. And I only had to fight a few people for the products I wanted.
Well, I'm surprised it was even as packed as you're saying it was, because so often now people, like myself included, we just order stuff online. We don't even bother going out to the actual mall.
I mean, my mom and stuff talked about this, that it really was nice to get out, be able to touch the products, feel their quality. There's something to be said for shopping in person, as much as I get the online stuff.
No, it's the atmosphere, right? My husband and I went out to an outdoor mall here in my town the other night. We took all three dogs, went out to an outdoor mall, walked around, they're all well-behaved. They behave better than some children in that situation. But, you know, just going out, got a slice of pizza, you walk around, you see what's going on. It's the atmosphere. We didn't spend much money, but we just walked around just because it's part of the Christmas to get out and do that, right?
Ah, see, I cannot say the same, but I did my
Scrooge?
Fair share. No, I did my fair share of spending. is what I'm saying.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Well, did you do it online or you did it in person when you went to the mall then, right?
Yeah, all of it was in person. See? So got some pretty sick deals. So I will say that.
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing, especially this time of year. That's good. And you wonder, I mean, they're already dropping prices on some things, and obviously they'll be dirt cheap the day after Christmas, but it's nice to see some deals out there. Like you said, if you're out there looking in person, sometimes in online, I just get, there's so many things coming at you, you can't even really decide what's worth the deal at that point. You really don't know.
It's true. It's true. But, you know. Good luck shopping. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you, Nicole, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and we will talk again. Appreciate
thank
you being
you so
here.
Much.
Thanks. Yeah, that's it. I don't know. Have you gone out at all? Kim, to any outdoor
no,
malls or anything?
I don't really.
Indoor?
Not, it's hard for me to get out now to do shopping in person.
Ones.
Yeah, so for now, I'll probably stick to online. It's just easier, and I as much as I don't like supporting Amazon, it's just convenient when you can order it and like 2 hours later, in some cases, it shows up on your doorstep.
Well, what, you don't have one of those baby carriages, baby strollers that are bigger than my car? I mean, they're completely out of control now, those strollers. I mean, they're enormously huge for little kids, but I think they seem pretty reasonable, that they work really well and you can put all your stuff in them and whatnot, but they're just enormous.
They're clunky. The one we have is a hand-me-down and I love it, but it's clunky. The thing that's popular now is where it's called like a Duna or something like that. I forget. I don't have
it's
one.
It's like a wagon.
It's like a
flat wagon.
It's like one of those really small strollers where it folds up and that becomes the car seat that you put into your car. So it makes it really easy to take it anywhere.
Okay. Why don't you put your kid in a plastic vinyl seat like I sat in, and then with a little tray in the front. Remember that, Ethan? I mean, that's what we sat in and we liked it.
Well, are you calling me old there, Heidi?
No, I'm not calling you old. I'm saying these kids today are just too soft.
Joking.
It's cushy. It's, you know, when you look at the old strollers from back when we were kids, I mean, you do not resemble the ones today at all.
You probably had the umbrella strollers. That was probably the popular thing.
Yeah. The thing with the little canopy on top of you. Yeah, that's what we had. Absolutely. Yeah. And we liked it. And we didn't know any better.
I was going to say, you didn't have much of a choice.
No, we did not.
They didn't have many to choose from, probably.
No, they probably did not. But yeah, I just like the, I understand what you're saying though, as a mom. And you know, I wonder too, when a lot of people shop online, I don't know about you, but I tend to spend less when I shop online. I'm going for a specific thing. I'm not just browsing for long periods of time. Whereas if you go into a store and the first thing you see, when my husband and I went to, he likes the gourmet cooking stuff. So we went into the gourmet cooking store. First thing you see when you walk in the door, stocking stuffers, you know, little things you probably wouldn't see online, but they're beautifully displayed, blah, blah, blah. And that's when you overspend, when you do it in person, I think.
It's funny you say that because I could see that being a thing, but it's also easy to spend over what your budget is when you're shopping online because you're not physically handing anyone your credit card or your debit card.
Right.
You're just,
true.
It's already saved into Amazon or whatever other website you're shopping on. So you don't, it's not as painful when you're just, okay, yep, check out.
Yeah, that's true. That is definitely true. Well, I'm glad to hear. I mean, it's nice that the numbers are up. 9% increase on Black Friday. That's huge. That's a big deal.
And a lot of people were talking about inflation, but Taylor Riggs, who we have on every Wednesday from the Fox Business Network, she describes it really well. She's like, look, we still have inflation, but it's not near what it was under the Biden administration. And it's going to take a long time for that to change course. So we're still moving in that direction, but we're moving at a slower pace. And that is something to be celebrated because things are going in the right direction. The economy, people want to say it's terrible. It's really not.
Yeah. Well, there's still some deals out there if you look for them. That's for sure. But you have to be more careful. I went to, I had not been to Target. I'm going to bash Target, okay, for a second here. I had not been to Target in probably over 15 years because I just, I don't like their policies. Yeah, I just don't go. And so I went the other day because somebody gave my husband a gift card from Target and he was nice enough to just hand it over like a good husband. And so I went. Have you been there lately? Do you shop Target?
I have. I do now, but I didn't for probably 2 years after the whole tuck swimsuit thing. But then they went back on that and then the progressives got mad at Target. Remember that? And they said they were going to boycott them because they took all the Pride stuff and either completely removed it or put it in the back of the store instead of it being right when you walked in.
Right, right. I had not been in many, many years. And it used to be that when you walked in the door, they had, you know, really cute clothes, Like you'd go in for dog food and you couldn't avoid the pillows, decorative pillows for your living room, you know, the cute little sweaters and clothes and things like that. Now you walked in, I don't even know what they're trying to be anymore. I walk in, there's like an Ulta thing. I don't hate Ulta, but it was like a whole Ulta area. And then there's the groceries. I mean, the groceries thing seems to have gotten a lot bigger since I was there last. I don't know what they're trying to be anymore. Are they trying to be Walmart?
I guess
I thought they weren't. I don't know.
Yeah. Walmart, I don't love walking into Walmart to grocery shop. And so that's why it's brilliant that they do this free, you know, you can just drive up and have them walk the groceries to your car, because people like me who don't really love trying to battle the crowds there, well, you can still get your groceries there and they're usually cheaper.
Yeah, but that's true. And I just think it's interesting because when you walk into Walmart, I'm just as a casual shopper, I noticed that the clothes are much better at Walmart. They really upped their game on the clothes compared to how it used to be. Target stuff, I was like, ugh. Just my impression as a shopper, and that they seem to have lost their identity is all I'm saying. But meanwhile, Walmart just has gotten so much better with the clothes and the things that and the displays of things. I was just surprised since I hadn't been in so long. So
well, that's what
happens. One of the reasons.
That's what happens when companies like Target are trying to cater to different crowds. Instead of just trying to stay neutral, they're trying to, you know, show all the pride stuff and the tuck swimsuits and things like that. And then when that backfires, then they reverse course and they swing the pendulum the other side. And that irks the initial side that wanted the tuck swimsuits. And now you've pissed off both sides and you've lost. You're better off just staying more neutral. And I'm not saying Walmart does that really well either, but they've maybe not been quite as crazy progressive as Target has been.
Right. And they knew who they are and then who their customer is. And it just seems it's a little bit confusing. So I don't know. I just, that was my impression having not been there literally in 15 years and everything seemed to be a little bit overpriced to me. Well, that's why they're losing ground to Walmart. You know, remember when we used to hear about how Walmart, you know, had these incredible, predatory practices and nobody could compete with Walmart and all that stuff. Remember there were documentaries made about that, and then came Dollar Store. All of a sudden Walmart was like, ugh! What do we do now? Right. And Amazon, what do we do now? But they're adapting. I'm not trying to just plug Walmart here, but they're adapting to the market. That's what we do in America. Mm-hmm. There's a market and who's your customer? How do you, you know, survive in a competitive market? And I think they've done a pretty good job of it.
I feel bad for these mom and pop brick and mortar stores because they're having to compete with Amazon and you're going to have a hard time beating their prices. Now, the quality is where you will beat them and the shopping experience. But
right.
I mean, how do you beat clicking a button, buying something, and then it just showing up on your doorstep?
You're all about that button, aren't you?
I know.
Well, you're a mom of two. It's not. It's like an act of Congress to get out the door into the car with two little ones. So I can understand why you don't do that. It makes total sense to me. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Heidi, so McDonald's has taken some heat because it just came out last month. And it was promoting its $8 10-piece chicken McNugget value meal. And people are saying, you're trying to tell me that the $8 is a good deal for 10 chicken nuggets? Because remember, the CEO of McDonald's had come out earlier this year and he was trying to say, oh, you know, we need to make sure that, you know, our fast food chain is more affordable and, you know, we're going to make some changes. And people are saying, whoa, 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 that is ridiculous. And they're upset that the drive-through lines are really, really long, which is so true. There are some McDonald's where I'll tell you, you'll wait 10 minutes easily to pull up to the actual window. And then you're waiting another few minutes because they're, you know, trying to talk to other customers before they actually hand you your food. And then, sorry, McDonald's, but half the time the order is wrong.
What happened to that? Why McDonald's used to be really known for their fast drive-throughs, and now that's gone out the window. I remember when they had the salads and all that nonsense. I could see that taking longer, but now to get some nuggets that were made 5 years ago, I don't know.
Are they? And what is in the nugget? Because remember that pink slime video that went viral?
Let's not bring that up.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know what's in a nugget. I don't. There's certain things in life I just don't want to know because it would just upset me too much. So I'll just go with the fact that I really like them with hot mustard and leave it at that.
But ignorance is bliss.
$8 for 10 of them? Yeah. You know how many? You can buy a whole chicken and live off that for a couple of days for like, what, $6 on sale or like $5 at the big box stores.
I bought a rotisserie chicken for dinner last night for $7.99.
There you go.
Fed the whole family.
$5 at
right,
Costco.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. To his point, the big box store, it's even cheaper than that if you don't mind walking in the store. Yeah. $8 for 10 nuggets. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That is absolutely insane. Let's talk a little bit about something. I don't know if a lot of people knew about this. The Supreme Court is going to hear a case about music piracy. Have you seen this story, Kim?
No.
Apparently what's happening is the music industry is saying that Cox Communications is trying to allowing people to be able to pirate music. And they've been suing them. Now, initially, there was a court case. They were going to spend $1 billion. But in 2019, a jury sided with the music industry and then said Cox owed $1 billion. But Cox is saying if this stands with the Supreme Court, they're going to cut off people's internet all over the country. I don't know.
That could not happen. Never happen. The music thing. Remember when everyone used to steal music? You'd pay like $2. Otherwise, you'd pay like $3 for a single song. Remember, was it LimeWire?
Yeah.
Am I remembering that correctly?
LimeWire, Napster.
Oh yeah.
Napster.
Wink, wink.
It's so interesting. They're saying a decision by the High Court that fails to hold internet service providers accountable for piracy on their networks would spell disaster for the music community. And of course, Cox is saying it's going to be disastrous for them. They're saying it could jeopardize internet access for all Americans. Not to sound too hysterical, but that's what they're saying.
But I mean, does anyone really need to steal songs, music now? I feel like there's so many other ways that you can, I don't know.
So are they saying that Cox facilitated it? Because they're the internet provider? Because
if
that's the point, then they're in trouble for anything anybody did on the internet.
That's the point. They're saying that Cox helped 60,000 customers distribute more than 10,000 copyrighted works for free. I mean, right, to your point, there's all kinds of stuff people said. If you take a picture off the internet and send that, that's not right. So now what? You're going to charge them for that too?
Yeah, that's too much.
Hey, a quick story before we go to break. There was a mom of three boys. This is a couple out of Canada, and they were trying for a girl. And instead, she realized she was pregnant with triplet boys. Ooh. Six boys. Can you imagine the grocery bill for that? I have two boys, and I've been told that, man, they can eat. My two-year-old can eat a lot when he actually likes the food.
That is great. Well, that's what you get, you know? Six boys. That'll be fun, though.
That will be so fun. Big families are awesome.
Six boys. Six kids. Six little boys. Yeah, you'll never have food in the fridge and the toilet seat will never be down. I'm Heidi Harrison for Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com.
Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.